Shkolem Perches Mishnah Ches. Bez Hashem, we're learning the last Mishnah in the Masechta. And Halavai, the Tefillah is Halavai that all the halachas should be negei soon. Yirotzen Shibana Beis Hamikdash Meher V'Yameinu V'Sein Chalkenu B'Seir Asecha. There's an interesting combination of halachas that are mavur over here in this last Mishnah. Evrei HaTomid, the Vorim of the Tomid Nitonim, we're put in a specific place. Let's stop over here. Let's give a hakdama. This hakdama is the Seder HaMishnayis and Maseches Tomid. In the Seder HaAvodah, early in the morning, after the Shechita and the Zrikas Hadam of the Korban Tomid was done, L'chayra, the next thing should be to prepare the animal, to take off the skin, the Hefshet V'Nituach, to prepare the animal, cut into pieces, to be Mala, Korban Tomid was an oil, everything was put on the Mizbeach, to be malav the chalokim beivorim al gabe hamizbeach. In actuality, there was a hefsik. All the kahana would stop then, and they would go to the lishkas hagozes, and over there, that was the place where they gathered to say krishma. They were makabel on themselves o malach shamayim before they went back to the seder ha'avoida. In the interim, the bosor, the pieces that were to be hukrav, weren't just laying about, they started the haschola of the aliyah to the mizbech. They put it on the kevish, on the ramp up to the mizbech. That was the place where they placed their varm. And like everything else, it was a specific place where they had to be put. Evrei hatomid nitonim michatzi kevish ulamato b'mayriv. They put it on the bottom part of the kevish. Why? In order that when they're doing the actual avodah, that most of the going up should be samach v'nira to the hakrov itself, on the top of the mizbech, on the ishum on top of the mizbech. So they left it on the bottom this way, then they would carry it up. Mechatzi kevish ulamato. B'mayrev, why b'mayrev? Mayrev is the side that's more choshev, the Ashuras HaShchina, the Kodesh HaGadoshim, is in the side of mayrev. Now, on a day when there was also a korban musif, the space in the mayrev was taken up by the Evrei HaTomid. To make a heker, they didn't put the musafim together with, because you had to be makriv, the Evorim of the Korban Tomid before the Korban Musaf. So they put the Musafim, the Shal Musafim, the Tonim, Chatzi HaKev Shulamato, also on the bottom, but B'Mizrach. They made a Heker, and the Evorim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, they didn't put, let's say if you had Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so what you had is the regular Korban Tomid, you had the Korban Shabbos with Rosh Chodesh, which is our laning of Rosh Chodesh. Always we mention all three. So you have the musaf also of Rosh Chodesh that they put on top. Why they put it on top? Because they wanted that there should be more of a heker. Klal Yisrael should see the Evarim there. That was like a public announcement that it's Rosh Chodesh. You need it, since Rosh Chodesh is Mekudesh Ha'idei Bezin, so they needed as many times to announce in public. This was one oifen of announcing it. The Loshon of the mission over here is, doesn't say on top. It says, Nitonim al karkoiv hamizbeach milamala. What's the karkoiv? The mizbeach was a square, but there was an indentation. It wasn't all one uniform square from the ground, from the Ritzvah Hazor going straight up. There was a wider base. Then there was an indentation. That's called the Yisoid. Some of the Zrikas Adam, most of the Zrikas Adam, was on the Yisoid, the Shtayim Shein Arba. The mizbeach then rose and then indented another time by what's called the soiviv. There's a chelik of lamalo min ha-soiviv, and there's a chelik of lamato. There's zrikas ha-domim that are done on top, done on the bottom. Kiyadua and ola soiv is one way, chata soiv is another way. So there was a chelik between the top and the bottom, that's called the soiviv. Karkoiv is beloshna mishnah, the soiviv. So from that place and on, there's a chelik in nuschois, it's machlek sushem, the Tais Yomtiv brings down. Was it above the soiviv, or was it right below the soiviv, but pretty close to the middle? That means it was much higher up than the Evorei HaTomid. But it wasn't on top of the mizbech, in order that you should still be able to do a halacha afterwards, a decent amount up. Vinishvi, it was put over there, what's called karkam mizbech, either right underneath or on top, milamala. It was put on the side of mizrach, not on the side of Mariv. L'chayra, the pshat should be, even though it's not mentioned in the Mefarshim, is that they put it in Mizrach, that it shouldn't have a cheshivus, it shouldn't be mezalzel in the musafim of Shabbos, that was also put in the Mizrach. Down on the bottom, the musaf of Shabbos was put on the Mizrach side, just that it shouldn't it shouldn't be mixed up together with that which was on the Maariv side. But once it's put on the Mizrach, so you put the Musaf and Rosh Chodesh, it went on top to public display, but it went on the Mizrach side together with the other Musaf. Mestama, this halacha is mentioned in conjunction with the halachas of Mekoymois, of Basar Kachim. So over here also, you have a different halacha in the Mikum, in the placing of Basar Kachim in the Seder Avoida. That's Mestama, the Kesher between this chelik of this Mishnah with the previous Mishnah. Now the Mishnah discusses something else. Hashkolim v'abikurin enoegin elo b'fnei abayis. Shkolim are clearly a mitzvah that's shayach only when there's a base of English. There's no base of English. There's no mitzvah to be mishtatev, unfortunately, in the Karbonis. Our shkolim is only a zeichel amachzis hashayachim. Bikurim is also, even though mitzvahs havois bikurim is mitzvahs matnes kohuna, but it can't be brought, it can't be given to the Kahanim outside the context of bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. So, ein dergin el b'fnei abayis. Once there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah, v'avay nesenu harabim of bikurim. Avo maise dogon, maise behema, v'ha b'choyrois. This we learn out of psukim. Maise dogon, maise behema has nothing to do with havo. There's no bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. B'choyrois, ostensibly, should have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, because the din of a b'chor, a behema that's born with kedushas b'chor, kadishli kol b'chor, has a din to be brought and brought as a carbon. So l'chayit should have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. We learn at a psukim that l'maisa is a din of b'chayrois, that shaloi b'fnei habayis, it has a halach unto itself, that it becomes a balmum, and it has a din of psulei HaMikdashim, and it could be eaten with the limitations of, it's given to a kohen, matnas kuna, and it can be eaten and used by the kohen with the limitations of psulei HaMikdashim. Bikurim, we don't have that halacha. I'm sorry, I put together Maisa Dogon and Maisa Behema. Maisa Dogon, Taka has no din of Havo. Maisa Behema, with every 10th animal, Asiri Yiyah, Kodesh Lashem, is a din of Hakrova. But that din also, Be'etzem, should not have to do with Kedushas HaMikdash. What should be is that there should be a din to be Mafrish, a mitzvah of Hafroshas Maisa Behema. Thereafter, Yirachi Yistoyv, turn it into a Balmum, and eat it with the limitations of Psulei HaMikdashim. L'maisa the Chachomim were mevatel the mitzvah of Afrosh. It shouldn't be Mechshoylem. B'chor, they couldn't be mevatel because a B'chor is Kodesh Me'elof. You can't be mevatel. Chalois Kedusha, that's Chal as soon as the Behemah is born. What they did do was they instituted, they encouraged the Mishnayis and B'choris that all animals that are capable of giving birth to a B'chor, in order that there shouldn't be Mechshoylem, should be b'shutfis, should be sold partly to a goy, in order to be mafkia, the kedushas habacharis kemavu asham. So all these halachas be'etzim anoygim b'ben b'fnei abayis ben shalai b'fnei abayis. Now, what happens taka, bizman hazev, a person is mafrish, magdish, things that aren't shaykh to the bizman hazev. Hamagdish kolam u'bikurim, somebody's magdish, hareza l'shikli, bizman hazev, hareza kodesh. Hareza Kodesh. So what are you supposed to do with it? Shteitim b'chayis dafnun gimel, which is a place where these sugiyas of things that are not possible, bizman hazeh, but l'maisi, you did create kedusha shkolim. Yerlichim liyam ha-melech, throw in the yam ha-melech. It's not a etzah. Peiros, that one was mafresh for bikurim, yanichim ad she'yirkavu. Let them spoil, let them rot. Reb Shimon Aymen, no. Ho'ayme bikurim kodesh. Once the Torah created the Parsha Bikurim that's totally in Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscho, Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecho. If there's no Bais, there's no Chalois Kedusha Bechlal. Shkolim, the Torah doesn't speak out to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says it's a mitzvah of Shkolim. So the Heftza of the Kedusha Shkolim is Shaykh even without a Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it has no use, so Yerlichim Liyam HaMelech. But the Torah over here says that Reishis B'kuri Ad Moscha Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecha. That means the Etzem Cheftza of the Chalois Kedusha is Shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Shaykh to be Mafish and Magdashit and make a Chalois Kedusha's Bikurim without a Beis HaMikdash. The Rav over here is Moisif from the Rambam, a different Pirish Bechlam, this last Shtikl Mishnah, and Lefi, the Rambam's Pshat. It's very understandable why this is the finale to the Masechta. He says that we're not talking over here about Magdish Kolm Bikurim Bizman Hazeh. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Bizman Hazeh. This is talking about Bizman Habayis. HaMagdish Kolm U'Bikurim that have already Kedusha Shkolim and Kedusha's Bikurim. Now, Shkolim, when he's Mafrish, It's chal on them kedusha that will be used for kabbalas. It's not stam money that's being given to bedik habayis. Bikurim says kedusha sagof. It's not kedusha bedik habayis. There's a halacha that's called hegdish ilui, where a person, it's mavurim seches erichin, that a person can take something that has kedusha sagof and he can magdish it to bedik habayis. Interesting halacha. You take a carbon oil and you magdish it to bedik habayis. So what are you adding on to? Look, it's kedush already. So we explained that Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas Mizbeach don't actually work in the same way. The way he said, the Nusach that we said early on, the Masechta from Machroinim, this is the Nusach that comes from the Nesivis, Reb Chaim and Reb Baruch Ber, they explained that Kedushas Bedek HaBayis is primarily Kedushas Momen Hegdish. Kedushas Mizbeach is Kedushas Haguf, is a Kedusha for a certain use. It happens incidentally also to be Momen Hegdish. So if you have something that has some type of Kedushas Mizbech, even the Shkolim, which is not Kedushas Mizbech, but it's Kedusha to be used for Kedushas Mizbech, for the Karbonis. And then you put on it pure monetary Kedusha of Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. What you then have to do is you're now using an oilo, it has Kedushas oilo, you're not Oivram Ilo, of course, for bringing it for a carbon, but you're using that which has monetary ownership of Hegdish, you have to pay Hegdish the amount of value that you have in a carbon. You have a behemoth that on the open market cost $100. You will magdish it now. The value of bringing a carbon is not $100, but it's a good chelik of that. It's normally a behemoth you could sell for cattle, for raising, for eating, for work. And now it's a carbon, so there's a certain type of sana that you had a hakrova's carbon out of this behemoth. That amount of money is the kedushas bedek habayis that will be chal in the behemoth that you already magdish kedushas haguf. So the rabbonon are saying over here that hamagdish shkolim ubikurim hareza kodesh. It has this type of concept, even though it's not proper kedushas mizbeach. Shkolim is money that's given to the Beis Hamikdash for kedushas mizbeach. Bikurim is a din that's given to the kehanim. It's not kedushas mizbeach, but it has a din that it has to be brought as a hakrova, beis Hashem lekecho, and thereafter it's given to the Kehanim. Kilu, the Mizbeach gives it to the Kehanim. So it also has some type of, some form of Kedushas Mizbeach. Both of them have this Kedushas Hegdish Ilui of Bedek HaBayis, and you'll have to give the value that you have of Ritzui, of being Yoitzi, bringing a carbon, you'll have to give that to Bedek HaBayis. Here's a question. It makes sense that this is the last Mishnah, because this halacha brings out very nicely a lot of the inyonim of the kedusha and the forms of kedusha that we have, which is really the theme of Maseches Shkolim. Reb Shimon Oimer, the Rav says, this is very difficult, like this Rambam's pshat. Ho'imer bikurim kodesh enon kodesh. Bikurim doesn't have this. Bikurim does not have this hegdish ilui. Not clear, the Rav says, lo yisbar taima to Reb Shimon, why yeah? Mefarshim have some type of pshat that Bikurim is not a real Kedushas Mizbeach. It's more like a Truma, but it is brought to the Mizbeach. So it doesn't really have a proper Kedushas Mizbeach, so therefore it doesn't have this concept of Hegdish Ilui, and therefore Einan Kodesh, but it's not clear what the distinction is between Shkolim and between Bikurim. Bez Hashem, we finished Maseches Shkolim. Maseches Yuma is really also a Masechta, Mietz Hashem, that has a lot to do with Hegdish and the Seder HaAvoida. So we're going to continue our journey through Inyanei Kodshim, Be'ez Hashem, even in the next Masechta.